All right, we have construction going on here, so there's a lot of background noise. I apologize for that. So now today, we're going to do the macroscopic and microscopic concepts, and we'll invite Dr. Chan to continue, please.
Thanks all for coming. Before I begin, I'd like to give special thanks to the AWE working team and especially Dr. Low for his guidance. And this lecture is actually built on the shoulders of giants. Special thanks to Albina and Ruby and Danny. It's a great honor. Okay. Now, this is really an extension of what we have learned up to this point. Okay. In the first lecture, Dr. Low mentioned about fragmentation of knowledge. And I'm going to try to build on that theme today on this seminar. On the last lecture, we talked about how to count numbers. Well, numbers are constant. It doesn't have a unit. So today, we're trying to add something special to the concept of large numbers. So we'll add some units to it, okay? And let's have some fun out of it. First slide, please. Now, on the top, it says the 10th power. Is there anybody who has difficulties understanding what we mean by 10th power? No. Okay, I assume no hands up is yes. All right. So from the macroscopic to microscopic, the 10th power. All right. Next slide, please. Yay, my favorite. Now, I have to read this one, okay? So, let's buckle up, okay? We're going to fly. So we're starting from 10 to the power 0, which is 1 meter. We're adding a unit to it, okay? We're adding meter to it. That's a measurement. Before, we just 10 to the power 0, which is equal to 1. So we're increased by the distance, one dimension, by the power of 10. So 10 to the power 1, 10 meters. 10 to the power 2, 100 meters. 10 to the power 3, 1,000 meters, 1 kilometer, okay? Like, remember last lecture we say about adding a unit to it, adding a unit to it, adding a name to it to make it more familiar, alright? So we are doing the same thing building on the last lecture. 10 to the 4th power, well, 10 kilometers, alright? Which the basic SI unit is 10,000 meters, okay? Now, in case anyone doesn't know what SI unit is, that's the International Standard Unit, which is defined, which has no simpler units to it, okay? And then until we come to cosmic macroscopic infinity. Is there such a thing as infinity? We talked about that last time. Infinity is basically for an enlightened simple man like me, when it goes to billionaires like Warren Buffett, I lost that, okay? So that's infinity. So we have gone through that concept. And again, today's lecture is built on what we have already learned. From our starting point, we shall travel upward quickly with a speed increased by 10 to the cosmic power. So that's 10 to the power 0. You know, I remember seeing a movie. I think you have all seen it too. One day this young boy was, happened to be in a spaceship. He said, I want to leave this planet which is really not happy. So take me 20 miles away. No, 20 kilometers. So zoom, he was 20 kilometers away. The guy said, well, where are we? Well, he said 20 kilometers away, right? So the robot said, he meant 20 kilometers up. Not that way. So that's why he couldn't recognize a thing. Well, sorry, kid. You know, you went to the wrong dimension. So we go up that way. Now, and then when we move positively, that means get bigger, bigger, and then we'll go negative power. Now, negative power is not really negative. It's just getting smaller and smaller. That's a technical mathematical term, okay, which can be very, very confusing. So until we reach a magical level, all right? Well, now, this red part is interesting. Please be carefully observe the first law of thermodynamics. Please also contemplate as human how much more we need to learn about our universe. Remember last time we came home, so we can broaden our horizon, open our mind. This is actually a continuum. If you look at our lecture numbers, this is room number 3. We are still continuing with the same concept, all right? So last lecture, we really drill on that concept of infinity, expanding our horizon, opening up our mind. So this is basically building on the same lecture. And that's what Dr. Lo has been saying all along. Let's go one lecture at a time. Let's not skip, and because it will be tougher and tougher if we skip more and more. Okay? But you know, in case you really have to miss a lecture or two, please come back and we will try our best to help you. Okay? By the way, anybody who doesn't know the first law of thermodynamics? No, neither do I. Never mind. Okay, I remember learning it in university. But I only remember the second law of thermodynamics. You cannot create anything out of nothing. Then I realized thermodynamics is wrong when it comes to humanity. Alright? You want me to digress a bit into why the second law of thermodynamics is wrong? Okay, second law of thermodynamics is you cannot get output, okay, without input. Okay? Which is fair. Then I don't realize, starting from Trudeau, he broke second law of thermodynamics. Pierre Trudeau. His son is trying to be the head of Federal Liberal Party, right? Pierre Trudeau broke the second law of thermodynamics. He's a genius. He created a generation of people who got something out of nothing. That's called welfare. Agree? Right? No output, get input. Yeah. Yeah, politicians are great. Alright, yeah, just digression. Next slide, please. Alright, are we ready to fly? Yes, let's go. Well, where are we now? Alright, okay, I assume you're ready, okay? So, 10 to the power 0, our day-to-day life, right? Which is 1 meter. That's how much we can see, just about a meter. Right. Next one, please. Alright, so we are going 10 meters now. So we're going by meters right now, okay? Later on you'll find it exciting. At 10 meters high, we see a cluster of vegetation. Now, we all have seen this on Google Maps, isn't it? Most of us have tried to Google and then we'll zoom. Oh, that's my house. Yep, I can even see my son waving at me. It's not true. Okay, he's not there. Alright, next one please. Alright, so we're going higher now. Remember the story? So flying out that way, we're going straight up, okay? Now, we're beginning to see the border of the vegetation. And is it a school, is it a gym, or is it whatever? It really is unimportant. We are just going higher now. So we have a better view of a bigger picture. But everything gets smaller. Next one, please. Alright, we are a little bit higher now. We are 1 kilometer. We are beginning to see a bird-eye view. Well, actually, the birds can fly higher than the parachutes, okay? Except for this guy who jumped from the sky, right? Now, whoever can see the slides right now, so we are saying we now switch from meters to kilometers. So we are going to magnify our speed and micro and minimize our view, okay? So we go actually 1,000 times each slide now. So it's not like boom, boom, we go boom, 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 okay? So we are, I am sure I won't get charged for not buckling up. You really have to look up what first law of thermodynamics is. I think it's input equals to output. The amount of energy that we put in equals the amount of energy that comes out. That's probably first law of thermodynamics. But how is that different from second law? I know one of the laws is called entropy. I thought initially when I read about entropy, I thought it was the thing that we eat. We are getting close. We are beginning again. So,
up and down.
Yeah, we're going up and down. We're not going across. Okay. So we're going to continue. We have gone through this slide already. Can I click on the next one? We have gone on this one too, so we're actually going to start flying again. We have gone to 10 to the first power. 10 meters, and we are talking about the school. Yeah, I remember seeing something like that in one of the American university shootings, whatever, in Connecticut. Something like that. Yes. We were here at kilometers. Alright. Wow. Now this is 10 kilometers. We have the view of an entire city. Now that's not a big city. That's probably Agent Court or something. Alright, however, we no longer able to see individual buildings, all right? We can just see dots, I wonder how the smartphone can figure it out where to go. Now, we are even higher now. We are beginning to see the state. I mean, every province, every state. So we cannot distinguish city now. So we are at 100 kilometers up. We're not at the level of satellite yet, I think. Now we're beginning to advance to the level of satellite. Maybe that's why the astronauts are so humble. They have seen much bigger view than average human can see. All right. This is what astronauts will see. So part of the northern and southern hemisphere. We go one step higher. Oops. This is when we are going to the moon. All right? So this is 10 to the 8th power. 100,000 kilometers. Now our units are really jumping fast now, okay? The Earth is getting smaller and smaller. Now, the white ring around that little center is the orbit of the moon. This is what the Mars module will see when they are traveling towards Mars. This is somewhere that no human has gone, because the astronauts have not gone to this yet. They went no further than the moon. From there, now we are actually so high up that we can actually see the orbit of the Earth, which is the blue line. We go one step further. Now take a look at the units. We're talking about millions of kilometers, right? So instead of kilometers, we're going by millions. So we're jumping very fast. This is a log scale. So instead of arithmetic progressions, we are talking about geometric progressions. We are beginning to see the orbit of the Venus and the orbit of Jupiter.